Rock's brand new job will be based at company headquarters in Broomfield, Colorado, where he will serve in a regional leadership role. Rock explains that job will have him overseeing the company's 5 resorts in Colorado and Utah. He says even though he'll be based in corporate headquarters, he still plans to spend around 90 days on the mountain, split between the 4 Colorado ski areas and Park City.
My role is a lot more strategic than day-to-day, which will be fun, you know, to be a little more forward-looking, helping those teams perform at the highest levels, deliver for our guests, looking to see how we can invest in those areas to make sure they're continuing to grow and provide the experience of a lifetime for our guests. That's kind of what my role will be. And helping direct the whole company. I'm also on the executive committee, which I have been now for over a year, and that group runs the whole company. And so that'll be a big part of my role as well.
Rock has served as COO of Park City Mountain Resort since 2015. Rock came to the resort the year Park City Mountain and the Canyons Resort were merged.
Yeah, I think making one resort was an opportunity of a lifetime for us, for me, for our whole team. And I think when people embraced that idea, it really lit a fire for everyone in terms of what we could actually accomplish. We've just been so successful, and I think our team takes a lot of pride in that. And for me, that's the thing that I'll just remember from my time here in Park City more than anything professionally was that project.
The summer of the merger, the company made $50 million of improvements to bring the two resorts under one umbrella.
That summer, we did the Quicksilver Gondola Link, we did 2 lifts, we did Miner's Camp Restaurant, we renovated Red Pine and Summit House, and we did over 16 miles of snowmaking pipe just in that one summer. Since then, we've added lifts, we did the High Meadow Project, we've done Mid-Mountain Lodge renovation, other snowmaking, and then this summer, we've got the Over and Out Lift and Tombstone Grill, which is a brand new restaurant at the bottom of Tombstone. And, you know, I don't know for sure, but I think we'd be hard-pressed to find a ski area in that time span that's had that level of improvement in the country or maybe anywhere. Just quite a fun 5 years.
Taking over for Rock is Mike Gore. Gore served as general manager of Canyons Resort from 2007 to 2015. Gore comes back to Park City after spending time operating Vail Resorts in Colorado and California.
Mike, as you know, has a deep history in skiing, over 40 years of experience, a deep history in Utah. It's kind of funny, people who were kind of like, well, we're sorry to see you go. And then I tell them Mike's coming. They were like, oh, great. Awesome. We have Mike. So people are happy to have Mike come back. And so am I. He's just a talented leader, and the team is not going to skip a beat.
Rock says the official transition will take place on September 9th. He says he and his family will move to Broomfield probably near the end of the month. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.